I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. The governor, state leaders, and Congressman Jared Polis joined immigrant rights advocates today to pledge support for a program that protects immigrants who came to the U.S. as children from deportation. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
President Obama signed the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, 5 years ago. President Trump is expected to make a decision any day on whether to undo it. Dreamer Salvador Hernandez works for Mi Familia Vota, a national group focused on Latino civic engagement. Hernandez says he doesn't want to live in the shadows, and for him, DACA is about more than just a work permit.
Realizing what it's like to live without fear, and it felt good, and I'm not going back to that.
Advocates say more than 17,000 residents are protected under DACA. Colorado also allows undocumented immigrants to receive driver's licenses and lets undocumented students who graduate from Colorado high schools get in-state college tuition. If DACA is rescinded, it's not clear what the fate of those programs would be. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Officials from the Pueblo City County Health Department announced the first hospitalized West Nile virus case in Pueblo County. In 2017 to date, public health officials report Colorado has had 10 human cases of West Nile virus in 7 counties. And a Colorado Army facility where chemical weapons are being destroyed has suspended shipping wastewater to a Texas incinerator because of Tropical Storm Harvey. Officials at the Pueblo Chemical Depot say no resumption date has been set. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Mike Purcell.